Wait, go.
I'm Capriana, and I'm an interviewer here at WMAP Radio. You can tune in weekdays from 2 to 5 to catch me and some of the incredible guests that join us on our show, from doctors to authors, life coaches, actors to entrepreneurs. You can hear their stories here every day. Tune into our Long Island station, 103.9 FM weeknights from 7 to 8 in Orlando, Florida, 94.1 The Bud, and 24/7 at WMAPradio.com, where we bring you the world's most amazing people. Make us part of your day.
All right, what's going on, WMAP? It's Capriana. So I have an author coming up ahead. Her name is Joni Shahan. She is an author of the book In Her Shoes, Dancing in the Shadow of Cancer. She is also an ovarian cancer survivor and a retired registered nurse. So Joni, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much, Capriana, for having me on your show.
Of course, yes, it's very exciting having you. So tell us a little background about yourself.
I'm a registered nurse. I had a background in quite a while ago in oncology, but in 2006 I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which was quite a shock. And because of my diagnosis, I couldn't find any support groups. There was no Gildas clubs. There was nothing available for me at the time as a resource, and I wondered if there were any other survivors. So I started to write my journey of ovarian cancer and for Inner Shoes, Dancing in the Shadow of Cancer. And then after I finished writing my journey, I realized there were other women that had cancer stories to share that would be encouraging to other women going through cancer.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's definitely something difficult that you're going through. And oftentimes when you're going through something, that you just really want to reach out and speak to somebody that's going through the same thing as you. So I understand that you speak to medical students about ovarian cancer. Tell me a little about that.
Yes, that is a very fun project. I finally met ovarian cancer survivors and ovarian cancer camp in Missoula, Montana, and I met other women who were involved in a program called Survivors Teaching Students, where they shared their stories with medical students in hopes that the medical student that would raise awareness for ovarian cancer, so the medical students would, when they become doctors, would be in tune with ovarian cancer. So I decided I wanted to be a part. And so we share our stories with medical students, which is really an awesome opportunity, and it really impacts the students because they have a face to put with ovarian cancer. And so my hope is that as they hear our stories, that if they have something, just a niggling in the back of their mind that says ovarian cancer, that they would pursue it. Because ovarian cancer is the most deadly of female cancers because it is often diagnosed in the late stages. Mm-hmm. And so it's much harder to treat at that point.
And why exactly is it often that they don't find ovarian cancer until it's very late in the stage?
Ovarian cancer, they used to say it had no symptoms, but really the symptoms whisper, and they mimic many other symptoms. And so we use the acronym BEAT for ovarian cancer. B is for bloating, abdominal bloating that is persistent. Mm-hmm. E is for eating less and feeling fuller. A is for abdominal pain. And T is for trouble with your bladder or your bowels. So sometimes ovarian cancer can mimic a urinary tract infection, or some women have been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. And so the symptoms are just so vague that either women ignore them or the doctors ignore them, or they're just misdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm. And then it's oftentimes that they don't find out until it's far along in the process of the ovarian cancer. I mean, what do you know the percentage of women that suffer from ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Is it?
I do. I'm also in a group. We have a local survivors group, mm-hmm. that start it from our survivors teaching students, and we wanted a social group. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want a support group. We just wanted a social group. So we started going to lunch once a month, and our group is called the Fried Eggs Sunny Side Up. And we are all ovarian cancer survivors. We are at various stages in our journey. Mm-hmm. Some are in active treatment, and some of us have been cancer-free for a number of years. Some have had recurrences, mm-hmm. and we plan fundraisers for ovarian cancer, and we work to raise ovarian cancer awareness.
And, you know, that's truly an amazing thing that you are a part of. I mean, being in a group where you know that other women are going through the same thing, to be able to talk about what is happening in your life. Often, you know, you can speak about the things that are happening with in your life to someone that is not going through the same thing as you. But, I mean, to get the support from somebody that knows exactly what you are going through and they can sympathize with, you know, the treatment and everything that you have gone through, I mean, that is just a complete different experience, being in a group and being able to talk to people with similarities.
Yes, it has been very, very helpful. And we know somebody can bring something up about their treatment, and we know exactly what they're going through.
Of course.
And we can sympathize with them. We can help them. There's a camaraderie there. We are what we call teal sisters, because teal is the color for ovarian cancer, and it is a group that we had never wanted to join, but we're very glad we have each other.
Of course. And, you know, we've talked about the group that you're a part of. We talked about that you speak to medical students in Wisconsin. And I want to talk a little about your book right now. It's called In Her Shoes, Dancing in the Shadow of Cancer. So tell us.
Yes.
So tell us a little about what your book is about.
It's really been exciting to me. It's been a real exciting journey. It's mm-hmm. basically a collection of vignettes that highlight the stories of us who are everyday women with everyday lives that have been interrupted by cancer. We talk about our challenges, our heartbreaks, our questions, the triumphs. Each vignette's about 1 to 3 pages long, so it's very short. I wrote the book that I would have liked to have had when I went through chemo, mm-hmm. and it's very hard to focus going through chemotherapy, so I made the chapters really short, and then I conclude each chapter with a scripture and a prayer, just really short for each woman, for encouragement, just to really encourage women is what the book is about. And so I have stories in the book. I'm an ovarian cancer survivor. I have several other women with ovarian cancer. One of them is young as 13. Mm-hmm. I have several women with breast cancer, with mastectomies. There's a woman with leukemia, some with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and another woman with a brain tumor. So I also bring into the book, because of our experiences, I bring in helpful tips on how to deal with some of the things we face with chemotherapy. For instance, how to go to a doctor's appointment, what you need to know to go to a doctor's appointment, questions you can ask, how to deal with the nausea that comes from the chemotherapy or the fatigue, the mouth sores, the constipation. There were a couple of women that presented with blood clots. That was how they found out they had cancer, was because of blood clots. So I talk about blood clots. And then the book also has resources for women to look to, like Gilda's Club, or for us here, the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance, the American Cancer Society. So various resources for women.
Of course, you know, and then this really sounds like a book that someone can turn to in their time of need and kind of get advice from you. And where did you find the people that you put in your book? So I know that you listed a number of different women that you put in your book, but how did you find them?
Well, some of them I already knew. Mm-hmm. Some of them were referred to me. They were friends of friends. And they would say, well, this person has a good cancer story. There were a couple of them that are mother-daughter situations.
Yeah.
Some were referred to me, and some were women that I knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found them, and they were so gracious to share their story and be willing to have their emotions and have their feelings just brought to the forefront.
Of course.
And their experiences, and they were just so candid and gracious to share.
Of course. I mean, what was the process like of writing a book like this?
Pardon?
What was the process of writing a book like this? Did you have to kind of...
Sorry, process. For me, because I was not a writer, I ended up going to writing conferences,
mm-hmm.
and to writing getaways, so I would learn to write. I joined a writing critique group, and so we're a group of women, and we critique one another's work, so to make us all better writers. And so it was a very long process for me because I didn't have any experience. I first of all interviewed the women, and then I transcribed their interviews and categorized their story so I could put things together in a form that was readable and that flowed. And it was a real challenge for me as a non-writer at the time. So, but it was also really enjoyable to hear their stories. And it was very encouraging for me. And even as I was reading the stories when I was editing them, I was just so encouraged by the stories of the other women.
Of course. I mean, this definitely sounds like a book filled with encouragement to, you know, bring somebody kind of to light when they are going through something in their life. This is a really good book to turn to. You know, if they are struggling with cancer or if they even know somebody with cancer. So if any of my listeners are interested in possibly buying your book, where would we be able to find it?
It is available on Amazon. There's also a Kindle edition, and it is available at Barnes & Noble, at least to order. So that's where it would be found. And I would just want them to know that... cancer is hard, but you are not alone.
Of course. And we have Joni Shawhan on the phone with us. She wrote the book In Her Shoes, Dancing in the Shadow of Cancer. So, Joni, it was really a pleasure speaking with you. You have an amazing week.
Thank you so much, Capriana.
All right. You take
care. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.